Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me again is Frank Jack. What's up, Frank?
Not much, man. I'm just here on the podcast with you, and I'm still a little upset you don't call me God on the podcast. I'm really upset about that, but we'll get over it.
Well, surprisingly, Frank, we've made it to episode 30. Can you believe that?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, episode 30. So, and today we're going to talk about catfishing. You know what catfishing is, Frank?
Yeah, isn't that thing that you said you always experience when you're on Grindr?
No, I just know people that have experienced it. You know, and it kind of was made famous by Manti Te'o, and, you know.
Manti Te'o is an idiot.
And, of course, the TV show that MTV produces by Neve and whatever the other guy's name is, titled, of course, Catfish.
Back to Manti Te'o, though. How are you a top linebacker at the University of Notre Dame, probably one of the most popular guys on campus? And you have an online girlfriend who catfishes you.
Yeah, it was just
and
a
then
shocking,
fakes her own death.
Yeah, it was just a shocking turn of events, and
they even dedicated a game ball to a person that didn't exist.
And didn't it hurt him in the draft?
It should have hurt him in his career.
What do you think? Yeah,
he's supposed to read offenses. He doesn't even know if a girl's real. He's talking to her or not.
I was amazed that he slid all the way down to the Chargers. This is when they were going post Tomlinson and. They were looking for a new linebacker, and they took the
Manti Te'o hurt himself. He had a fake girlfriend that died.
Yeah.
That he dedicated a game ball to.
Mm-hmm.
That never existed.
Yeah, I bet his teammate still busts his balls about it. I'm sure he's never.
Yeah, busts his balls about it. He probably cries about it.
You know, he plays for New Orleans.
Probably cries tonight about it.
And what people don't know is Drew Brees is actually a pretty funny guy. So I'm sure Drew Brees has busted his balls than a few times.
I think his balls are probably busted every moment of every day of his life, and he kind of deserves it.
All right, so basically what we're going to talk about today is we're going to try to make this podcast kind of serious. And, you know, it's a real issue because people legitimately hurt people. People have done harm to themselves based on being catfished by, you know, family members or best friends. And then you have people that, you know, I saw one episode, Frank, of the catfish that the loved one catfished his wife.
I saw that.
To try to figure out what was going on. And he got a lot of information out from her based on being, you know, someone else because she cut him off and used this person as an outlet.
In reality, though, in the end, it did actually strengthen their marriage. Again, right. I don't recommend doing it, but in the end, in that situation, it did strengthen their marriage.
Because it was crazy. Like, they had the camera people come up to them, and it was her husband. It was great. But basically, what we're going to talk about.
Well, back on that show, though,
mm-hmm.
They actually went to Canada to see the person that catfished Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
You know Birdman? The basketball
Chris
player?
Anderson. Yeah, I think I saw that one, too.
Yeah, all the way to Canada, they asked her why she catfished. She was actually catfishing the girl and the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They actually went, hung out, the girl and the guy, and she was catfishing in between. I guess they were technically real people, but she was playing them both. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she extorted money from Birdman and everything. They actually found her up in Canada, and, you know, it was a sad story. She went to jail for a little while for it. She actually had a miscarriage in jail. And they asked her, they go, why did you, catfish Chris Anderson? She was like, well, I was bored. A lot of people do that. A lot of people also do it because they have low self-confidence and don't feel that people can actually love the real them.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know that, Frank, but it was actually, there was a documentary in 2010 that was based on Neve's life. That's why he started doing the TV show to help people because he was directly impacted by catfish.
Really?
Yeah, that was the whole thing. He had his love story. I guess it was really a drama film, and you know it causes him and affected his life. Now he goes around with his buddy Max. That's the co-star. I'm sure kind of has a D-bag personality, but they're doing a good cause. I mean, and you know what's crazy about it is they start the episode off every time with opening his email box. What I don't understand is conveniently, if you look at the shows, like in chronologically, they have the emails. Okay, if you see the inbox, they have it in episode 1 and then episode 2 and episode 3, and then you'll see like when they get to episode like 3 or 4, the top 3 have been read already. It's like, how do they even get that like that? Where it's like conveniently all in a row.
It's a TV show.
You know, they produce
that. They set
it
up that way. Obviously, it's a TV show.
I wonder how many people are on actually on that staff, how they conveniently get all these people to fly, and does MTV actually secretly pay for all that shit?
Probably not secret at all.
Well,
obviously the TV show actually pays for this stuff.
Yeah, but they spin it like the person flies himself out there.
So what you're telling me is you're just understanding...
Like it's vice versa. Like some,
hold on, hold on.
Like
so what you're telling me is you just realized that reality TV isn't real.
No, some of it's real.
Not, but it's not perfectly real. I'm live on this podcast. You're telling me for the first time in your life, you realize that not all reality TV is 100% real.
No, I know that, Frank. But
really,
because
I don't believe it by listening to you right now. I don't believe you believe it.
There's a hint of realism.
Remind me of that one person they got catfished, thinking that Katy Perry was dating him.
Wait, Frank, can you go get my lime Red Bull?
And, Frank, so anyway.
I'll go get my lime Red Bull while you just ramble on.
He thought he was dating Katy Perry, but he was getting catfished.
Yeah.
So then, obviously Katy Perry was like, well, it's not me, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And he still kind of believed that it was her, even though she publicly said it wasn't her. She thought he had a online relationship with Katy Perry.
Yeah, oh yeah, I remember that. Like some,
people
I don't know.
That's how you feel about seem about reality TV right now. You should know it's real, like everyone knows it's not fully real, but part of me believes you don't believe it.
I didn't know if you knew that, but Katy Perry actually tweeted after the episode and was like, direct tweeted the person and was like, yeah, I'm sorry you got affected, but yeah, I wasn't the person.
Yeah, and he still didn't fully believe it, which is freaking weird.
Well, let's talk about how the signs of how you should know that you're being catfished. In my opinion, if a person only has like one photo or no photos, that should be a red flag. Or if the photos are like on like Google Images, where they're photo used by multiple people. And also, I think it's there's some signs here that if they've contacted you first, Frank, why else would an attractive stranger just reach out to you out of the blue, especially if they're like, if you're a nerd or bookworm or whatever.
You've never had an attractive stranger reach out to you.
No, I
never.
What I'm saying is, maybe once, Mary, but I don't talk to her anymore.
You're going straight to heaven. But anyway,
so
on another note though.
Yeah.
Not only that, the fact that maybe the picture's fake or anything else. You ever notice sometimes you date a girl and they look like they eat the girl in the picture? That's not catfishing. That's just good at camera angles.
And, the next one I see here is that they're picture perfect, meaning there's nothing wrong with them. And they're just like the perfect person. They beautiful, like either sex. Like, they're just beautiful, aesthetically beautiful. That's a warning issue, because they can airbrush a photo or edit the photo of either a minor celebrity or their friend. That's a huge issue in my opinion.
I'm just a little confused.
Because there's some websites that delete fake profiles. An average of 600 fake profiles a day. This website titled Seeking Arrangement. 600 a day, Frank. And that's the problem, is some of these profiles make it through the filter.
But there's also, why is there so many catfishing? Is there that many bored people? There's also a way to make money off catfishing. You got a lot of people that are sad. And
yeah, but 600
they want
a day?
They'll give money
on
to
this
these...
one site. That's just one site.
Imagine you're someone, you don't feel good about yourself, you're sitting on your computer.
Right.
And this hot girl asks you for money. So there's a lot of people that'll give them the money. There's money to be made on it too, a lot of the time.
Okay, I'm looking on this website called Truth Finder, Frank.
Truth Finder.
Yeah, and they list some statistics here. 82% of banned accounts have their religion as Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because that's a generalized... religion. If you say Catholic, it's kind of neutral, that because people have different faiths, and if you say Catholic, I feel like that's an agreed upon kind of faith. It doesn't alienate others, too much.
I guess so. Some
because
some
that's
extent.
The most obviously that's a super common.
Well, the most common is obviously just broad Christian.
Well, right, but Catholicism is huge, obviously. So that's an obvious religion to be posted. Next is 63% list their relationship status as widowed. That one's surprising. But it kind of makes sense because that means they're emotionally fragile.
No.
Like, Yeah, because they're looking for not a replacement, but looking to
Here'd be the idea with that. So the idea with that would be widowed. What does that do? Well, you see a beautiful girl, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're in your late 20s, 30s, perfect. No kids, perfect.
Right.
And she says something, she's single, never been married in anything. That would raise a red flag. Why has this girl been on the market? She's got a great personality. She's gorgeous. How's she been on the market this long and never gone anywhere? Now widowed, she's, oh, well, she was somewhere. She was married, lost her husband. It gives them the reassurance that, oh, she is a, and you got a person that could actually build a story in their head of, wow, this person was in a relationship. Now mm-hmm. they're not. They're just on the market. Better scoop them up before they're off the market. It actually gives reassurance to a person, and it's easier to hook them that way, if you think about it.
Yeah, this leads me to my next statistic.
They're able to build a story.
71% of catfishes listed themselves as females.
Right.
So this validates what you were, using she as your, example. I mean, it's what most likely it is. Because men, men are the most common, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but it seems like a lot of these episodes revolve around, men trying to find, their love online. Because sometimes it's hard to meet women bars. It all makes sense why a catfish would list themselves as female.
Well, also, in that respect, I see a lot of bad things that happen to people, do happen to men, women. Well, the thing about it, I believe, is women are just smarter than men. I really believe it. Women are just smarter than men. They don't get into the same bad situations. I'm not saying men aren't as bad as women. I'm saying women are just smarter.
They're less gullible, I guess, when it comes. I think it may be statistically proven that they have better intuition than men.
Also, that actually is true. I actually read about that the other day in a book, that a lot of lawyers pick women to help them in court to read witnesses, because women do actually pick up on cues better than men. And also, God, or just maybe we'll call it biology or evolution, whatever you want to say.
Or whatever you want to believe in.
They made a cruel joke when they created men. You know what I mean? Because when God made men.
You mean when God created Adam?
When he created men. Because what happened is, whatever you want to believe. Anyway, my point of the matter is, when blood rushes to your penis for a boner,
right?
The blood rushes out of your head. And you see a lot of men, when they get turned on, can't think with their head because all the blood leaves their head and goes to their penis.
Right.
And, men just don't seem to think. They're like baboons. A lot of us are like baboons. It's amazing.
The next statistic, which is kind of surprising to me, maybe you can enlighten me on the reason. 54% said they had a PhD. Do you know why?
If you look at the profile of the person that we're building here, right? You look at a lot of gullible people. I don't know why.
A PhD? Should be a red flag.
Well, a lot of people, what you're trying to do is what people would consider the nerd society is a general thing that people are trying to attract themselves to.
Nope.
So they want a religious girl, great looking, PhD.
Yeah, like the odds of all that, like no one's perfect. That's what I'm trying to say. These people, if this profile comes out as perfect, that should be hello. Like, they're hot, they're smart. Not saying there's not those people out there, but I mean, if you have all of these traits, come on.
Some people are just looking for the right person. And people that get catfished believe in that. They do believe in it. They do believe in a miracle. I mean, a lot of signs that someone's being catfished is, you meet the girl on her Facebook, she has no friends or followers. It's a new account. What do you think? This person's never had friends before. They're gorgeous. They're religious as all hell. They got great education, and they don't have any friends, and they don't want to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to Skype with you. They don't want to meet you in public. I mean, there's all these red flags.
Their
pictures, obviously, like we said, they're beautiful. I mean, there's lots of reasons. There's a lot of reasons that you don't want to, they don't want to meet you. And there's lots of red flags, but you still do it. Now, this point I want to bring up, they claim they're your neighbors. This is what they do. They do it for people because they try, these are the kind of girls that are going to try, these are the kind of catfishers, they're going to try to bleed your money. Right. Oh, well, if you subscribe to my page and then we'll meet up afterwards, I live right by there.
Yeah.
That's why they use they claim your neighbors thing. Because they put in this fake idea in your head, right? That if you do this, Mm-hmm. If you do this, they can meet up. They put in his head, you know, Google Earth. You can look up any location. I'll meet you at Spanky's Bar or whatever. You know what I mean? And, oh, yeah, I know Spanky's Bar. You know what I mean? You could. It's very easy. And they do that. They do that. A lot of people do that. They try to drain guys. And, you know, they get serious way too fast. No one ever in their right mind, in my opinion, ever meets you and says they love you. Or never meets someone and decides that they want to be in love or they're engaged or like Matt Hightail in love with his girlfriend who died, never met her. Come on, that's not another real. One, it's not real, I don't think.
Another one is, you know, they're obsessed with you.
Right. They want to
like every photo and, you know, on social media and blow up your phone via, you know, whatever the case may be. And then, you know, another thing that they try to do is they try to make it sympathetic. So they have a lot of bad luck. Oh, I can't meet you here because blank. Or they pull the heartstrings when the person being catfished confides in them about a personal issue. Oh, yeah, I also blank had this. When it's not the case. But they try to connect and keep the connection going.
Right, and they don't use details. They think they do it at a really high level. A high level is when talking at a high level is when you talk about something, but you don't use as many details, so you can make someone. And this is good for vulnerable people, because when people are vulnerable, they don't always think, you know, oh, they didn't give me any details, because they're so caught up in their pain that they don't always pay attention. And that's when these catfishers can use vague terms and high-level thinking to obviously draw them in. But, you know, there's two reasons that people catfish. One, low self-confidence. Well, there's three reasons. One, low self-confidence. They want to talk to someone, and they don't want to be blown up because they feel bad about the way they appear or they feel about themselves. Number two, they're bored, and they just want to screw with someone. Number three, they're trying to drain money out of you. For instance, if you ever meet someone that's trying to catfish you, you'd think might be catfishing you online. I'll give you a good situation.
Yeah, or they want money. Some of them try to drain you to get money.
They're trying to drain you for money. And I'll tell you, in this situation, if you feel this is the situation, go to the strip club. Yeah. Because, yes, you're going to spend money, but this chick's already spending money. At least you know they're real. And you know what? You know they don't care about you. It's a business
like
transaction.
Like their boobs, right? They're real?
No, they're never real. But the point of the matter is, at least you know the situation. You know it's just a transaction. You're not wasting your time on finances. And if that's the situation, you meet someone online that loves you, blah, 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 and wants to give you money and never meet up with you, do yourself a favor. Go to the strip club.
Yeah, it's true. And then I also see here some of them, Frank, whether believe it or not, but some of them will say, oh, I'm going international, so I'm going out of the country. I see here that 28% listed their location as Nigeria, 23% Ukraine, and 21% the Philippines. Now, what I'm saying is also here that sometimes people say, oh, I've been kidnapped. Or, oh, I've been stuck in this country. And they do that.
Do you know what they're trying to do with
that? They give them time.
What's big in the eastern countries or the Philippines? What's big there that you could take advantage of? Mail order brides. Another place that you can get lonely men.
Well, that's when you should be super alert, they say. I mean, obviously. But,
hey man, some people, you know, when you
no,
are desperate.
No, come on.
When you are desperate.
Oh, I gotta go to the Philippines.
When you are desperate, when people are desperate.
You know, I'm sure Bangkok
They do not think with their heads when they're desperate. And you're able to pull these scams on them. And I'm sure some of these mail order bribe services, I'm sure some of them are actually real. I don't know, but I mean, I'm sure some of them are real. If they weren't real, people wouldn't be so tricked by them. If there wasn't some truth to it, I don't think people would be tricked by it. Okay. Now, there's another type of catfishing also.
Yeah.
And it's called kitten fishing. You ever hear of kitten fishing?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No idea, Frank.
When you're the real person, it's your real picture, but you lie, everything about you, your whole profile, your job, everything.
Actually, that reminds me of...
That's all fake. It's called catfishing.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of the ones, I think it was maybe this season, which was interesting. This leads me to this story where this girl was legit. Like, and it was crazy. But she was one of those who thought that catfishing was just saying that she was hot instead of what she really was. Not saying that, you know, all people are beautiful, but what I'm saying is that she put photos of her, like, photoshopped, like, her skinny and everything and looking like a model. When
I
reality,
feel like most chicks do that.
In reality, she was just your normal girl, and she thought that that was catfishing. Well, that's probably similar to catfishing. What happened was, did you see this episode? It was just recently.
I did not.
Where this guy was just thrilled because she had that model face, so he was okay with that. She was good looking. You know, he didn't really care that she was a little different with her body than what she portrayed. He was just happy that she was basically the same as she listed. And then what was really interesting was some of her interests she put on, Frank, was her sisters. Like, she puts it on her profile that she was into animals and stuff.
That would be
But in reality,
fishing.
No.
That's kitten.
She was also into it too. But she
Then it
but,
was her then it was her
phone. And her phone number actually I think of no, it was the other way around. Her sister's phone number was on her profile. It was weird. But then in reality but when it came down to it, it was the real person. So I see what you're saying there. It's not all where it's, like, totally different.
It's the real person. It's a fake story of who they
are. Right.
It's funny you say that about her sister. I had a friend. He always used to. I don't know why. He'd always take my profile on my Facebook. He'd take my phone and be like, whatever. And he'd try to get girls to meet him at the bar using my picture. And I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
Okay.
I'm like, what do you think they're going to think when they get here?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about how to catch a catfish.
Okay.
All right, so speaking of this website, Truth Finder, that is actually one of the things you should do is run their name through it. You know, see if they're legit, use the deep web and find out if their name, age, and location comes up, you know, on one of those websites. You know how those websites, Frank, sometimes they'll list, you know, your age and stuff and who your siblings and location and stuff. You should run it through that, and you could also use a reverse phone lookup. So what you do
the
phone number that you are given, if you run it through a reverse phone lookup, you can see who it really belongs to. And like I said earlier in the podcast, you can do the same thing with a photograph. You can see if it's been, you can just go to google.com, like I was saying earlier, and put the photo through, and you'll see if it's, like, a legit or if it's just a mass-used photo.
I imagine you could do that. A lot of people also, they
well, take, yeah, you if, can do that. I'm not lying.
If someone's a professional of some sort where they need a license, a lot of people go to their, you know, their local state, the internet, and look up their license to see if that's accurate. Do they do this? They said they do this. Do they have a license in their name for this?
Okay, Frank, is there, based on your findings here, is there anything else you wanted to talk about when it comes to catfishing?
I mean, catfishing is a very simple thing. The real issue, though, is, let's talk about the real issue.
Okay, what's the real issue?
Lack of self-love.
Well, yeah, makes
people
that makes
would
sense.
Not be vulnerable to catfishing if they didn't lack respect for themselves.
Yeah, no, I agree. I understand.
And I want to just say to people, respect yourselves. If someone doesn't want to meet you, or if someone doesn't, you know, doesn't take interest in you, don't chase them. Don't give them money. Come on. Have respect for yourselves. Love yourself. And put your time to someone that does want to meet you. Someone you meet on the site that does want to meet you or something. And that wants to spend time with you and doesn't give you excuses. And if you portray this self-love, you won't be... You lower your chances of being catfished. You increase the chances of finding a real relationship. And if Katy Perry herself tweets you and says, "It's not me, dumbass." Believe her.
Yeah. Okay. This, you want to get to our sensible and cynical thoughts for the episode?
Sure, let's do that.
I'm going to let you go first because I feel like what you just said there could be your sensible thought, or are you going to go cynical?
I'm going to go sensible. And I'm going to say, catfishing is wrong. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't deceive people. And people that can't fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the real them, but they fake. And I just want to be, you know, you're short selling people that can't fish, who say they're someone else, they're selling themselves short as well. And I think that if people hear this and learn to respect themselves, I think people that get catfished and they get, and do and can't fish themselves or catfish will learn to value themselves. And I think people should value themselves. And I think if people value their own self, that we have a better situation as people combining together.
Okay, I'm going to be cynical because I think that, unfortunately, even with all these websites that come in and, you know, try to get people to understand how, you know, it can impact people and what and advice websites, unfortunately, I don't see catfishing stopping anytime soon. And I'm going to go cynical on some of these websites and, you know, some of these people just copying for, in my opinion, some people just copy. I know it's all generalized ideas, but some people just copy different ideas off of each other. And I just don't see it stopping because social media is what's going on now. It's been going on since the 90s. And catfishing has been going on, I'm sure, since like the 70s, even without internet. You know, they go through
That's
people.
Weird.
No, I think it's been going on since a long time. Everyone.
Personal ads? Personal ads in the newspaper.
No, Frank, I just think that people, you know, remember when people used to have dial-up phones and stuff? And I just feel like people have always been, for lack of a better term, dicks to each other.
So you believe people are just naturally bad and deceitful?
I feel like in old technology, it was still going on, yes. And I am cynical on, I think that all these movies and this show has done a lot to help, but this show has also sensationalized the issue, has used the issue for profit. MTV is banking mad on these people. They're helping them, but they're also cashing checks based on these people's issues.
Reality TV, MTV and all
that. Am I wrong or right?
MTV and everything, they do not make money off seeing people at their best. They make money off seeing people at their worst.
You're just backing me up.
I'm backing you up. I know it's uncomfortable for you that I'm backing you up.
I've been on fire. I've been on fire on these thoughts.
I'm backing you up for a second podcast in a row.
I deserve more credit from you, you know, as the brainchild of this podcast.
Ugh.
You know, so with that, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So at the beginning of the podcast, I said, have you had these experiences of catfishing on Grindr? And you didn't deny that you were on Grindr.
I'm not on Grindr.
Okay. Do you know what Grindr is?
No, but I'm not on it.
Okay. Just wanted to make that point.
Okay. And with that, please subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. And take care.
Have a great day.